And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself.
Well, it's not as powerful as the big storm that blew through the province 2 days ago, but there's a bit of a mini clipper, I guess that's my terminology, coming through Alberta this morning, through southern Saskatchewan. Aaron down in Swift Current texted us at 1-877-332-8255, says we've had rain followed by snow, so definitely icy roads. Be careful out there. And yeah, we've seen some terrible accidents this week with the rain and the snow that hit the southern part of the province. And sadly, one semi-driver, a young man from Manitoba, died in that one accident on the number one highway. Easy does it out there. I think the RCMP that same day on Wednesday reported over 80 different calls they had out to accidents and traffic problems on highways around the province. So do take care. Check the highways hotline. You know, one thing a lot of people may not realize on the highways hotline too, when you go to the website, you can get a look at the highway cameras, and they've got quite a network of cameras. You click on the camera for a particular highway, you see the camera icon, and you get a quick look at what the conditions are like. It shows the most recent photograph from that particular stretch of highway. Might help you a little bit as far as your decision making as to which route you maybe travel. But it's getting around that time of year, you know, 6 days till Christmas, and a lot of people will be traveling in the coming days ahead. So give yourself lots of extra time, find a good route, and yeah, get where you got to go safe and sound. So it's interesting to see the revival, I guess we could say, of PV Mart. Of course, we saw the PV Mart chain of stores close down this past year. In Saskatoon, if we're getting another PV Mart, it won't be where it was up on 51st Street, because that big location, which is a great spot, was purchased and taken over by Zach's Home Hardware, Zach's Building Center, and they opened this week. So if PV comes back to Saskatoon, it'd be interesting to see where they might land. More on that with Amber Bell. Amber is joining us. She is Alberta Field Editor for Real Agriculture, and we're talking PV and some other farm stuff here this morning. Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Brent?
Doing well. Happy to be filling in on the Evan Bray Show here today. So you've been following the death and the rebirth, I guess we could say, of PV Mart. What's happening in the PV Mart world from what you're seeing?
So it's been really interesting. I actually live near Westlock. So we're one of the locations that were just recently opened early December here. Four stores have opened back up again in Alberta. And so we're looking at Camrose, Lacombe, Westlock, Spruce Grove. And I know here in Westlock, it coming back has been a great thing. Our community is really appreciating it. But they've actually announced the second phase of openings. So I was speaking with Megan Persian with PV Mart, and she was saying that the second phase of openings are to be Red Deer, Assiniboia, Yorkton, Saskatchewan. There's no further locations or guarantees at this time, but that was the news that I got. So coming spring in 2026.
Okay, so potentially within a matter of a few months, Assiniboia and Yorkton in Saskatchewan will be getting PV Marts.
That's right.
What is this PV Mart look like compared to what PV Mart was? I've heard some of the farmers that I know say, well, we'll see. We'll see if it's the PV Mart that we were used to, or is it a bit of a new look? Are they going to have basically the same product line, do you know?
Well, I can tell you the one here that we've gone in. So currently they're 50% stocked, so not everything is there. But speaking with Darren Dunford, the manager there, he was the same manager that was there when it closed. And so they've brought back a lot of the employees. They have some new employees as well. And a lot of the goods are what we had expected before. It's a little bit more of an open concept. And depending on what location, I know I had been in some city stores here in Alberta that had the open concept already. And so it seems to be a lot more of that, a little bit of a fresh face, but it's still PV Mart, which is great.
You know, PV Mart, they've had such a wide selection of products that it was always a fun thing just to walk through the store. And I was thinking about how I get my dog food there, I get bird seed for the bird feeder, I get my fencing material there. Like, they are pretty broad, and it will be interesting to see if, as you say, their inventory ramps up, if they stay true to that.
Right. Socks. I've missed the PV Mart socks. So I'm happy those are back. It's great for Christmas.
PV Mart socks. I didn't see that one coming. So are you anticipating? Do you get any hints that they will be providing more? As they say, we've got the two stores coming back to Saskatchewan, Assiniboia and Yorkton in the coming months. More to come, do you think?
I'm not too sure. I'm hoping so. It sounds like they're taking, you know, a measured approach to the openings, which I think after seeing them all close down, I personally appreciate a little bit of a measured approach so that we know, you know, that they're around to stay.
Are they the same ownership group?
No. So it is a new ownership group. There was a news release that came out in August that a group of investors under a numbered company had acquired the rights to the PV Mart name and intellectual property. So it is being run out of Red Deer. There is a hub that's opened up for stocking purposes. And, yeah, that's where it stands right now.
My guest this segment of the Evan Bray Show is Amber Bell. Amber is Alberta Field Editor for Real Agriculture. And, of course, you hear Real Agriculture, Real Ag, with Sean Haney on our stations on the weekends, Saturday afternoon at 4, Sundays at 1. Something else you've been following, and this is not in my wheelhouse, so I'm going to count on you to fully explain this. Grain export reporting, what is it? Why are farmers concerned about it? And what is it that it provides farmers if we were to see it happen here?
Right. So what this is a push for a grain export sales reporting program. So there's a coalition of Canadian farm groups that's urging the federal government to act on a request that they've been making for a while now in order to implement a program of this nature. What it would do is give reliable, timely reports on what's happening with grain sales.
So what is so different about this that our farmers don't get that maybe other farmers do?
Well, from what I understand, it's pretty straightforward. In places like the U.S. and Europe, farmers can regularly see reports showing when major export sales are happening and where grain is going. In Canada, we don't currently have something like that. So farmers are making decisions without a clear picture of the current market demand.
So this would be something, as you say, it's just more data for farmers to help them make some decisions on their product sales?
It is more data, but it'll be data that it helps with the bottom line. So from what's been explained, it's really about getting clear signals sooner so that growers can make improved pricing decisions, and that'll give a little more transparency in market signals. So when demand's more visible, it can affect things like basis and timing. While it's not a huge overnight change, the idea is that these small improvements can add up and can bring more profitability for farmers.
Is this going to happen, do you think?
I don't know. That's up to the experts, and I'm definitely not an expert on it. We've been following it pretty closely. There was a report that was commissioned by the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, along with other major crop groups. So Sask Wheat, Sask Oilseed, Sask Barley, Sask Oats, Sask Pulse, and that really lays out the case and potential impact. So that would be where you'd go for the numbers, where the arguments are coming from. And then Real Ag would be, we're following the story closely, so
sure,
that'd be something to follow.
And is this a decision that would have to come out of Ottawa? Is this a federal government responsibility?
They are approaching the federal government to push for this right now.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens in the new year here. But we got PV Mart rebirth and maybe some changes coming for farmers as far as marketing transparency in the coming months ahead. Amber, thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you too, Brent. Thanks.
Right. Take care. Amber Bell, Alberta Field Editor for Real Agriculture. And again, you hear the Real Ag Radio Show with Sean Haney Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 1. On News Talk Radio. Brent Laux filling in on this Friday, the Evan Bray Show. Anything on your mind, you can reach me at 1-877-332-8255. Listener says, I drove the Regina Bypass at 7:30 from Highway 33 on the east side to the Dewdney exit on the west side. Roads were in good shape. Visibility, the only factor. High winds for semis are a bit of a concern. Listener says, I think a lot of our problems are driver inexperience for winter driving. And I think we're seeing a lot more of that these days. And it's common sense, really, when you look at the tens of thousands of newcomers to our province over the past few years, people from different parts of the world that have never experienced winter driving before. So I suspect you may have something there. 1-877-332-8255. Kevin, thank you. Kevin says he was out for a drive around Regina 5 a.m. and he says there wasn't a plow to be seen. He says all the main drags were washboard and there's windrows down most main drags, including Albert. Kevin says it's kind of brutal as far as his driving concerned in Regina this morning. Anything in your mind, you can reach me, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. This is the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in on this Friday, December 19th on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Morning, Brent Laux filling in the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME Regina, 650 CKOM Saskatoon. You learn something every day if you keep your ears open, right? So in all my life, I had never heard about Papa Ride. I was actually in an Uber recently, and I was having this discussion with a driver. He lives in Saskatoon, but he drives every week down to Coronach, right down near the American border, and he works in one of the plants down there. So we were just talking about Uber and what's it like to drive for Uber and how he gets down to Coronach. And he was saying that sometimes he makes use of Papa Ride. I said, what is Papa Ride? So I was on the website looking at it. Like, first blush, I'd say this is a brilliant idea. I'm guessing there may be security issues. Some people might not be comfortable. But what it is, it's an app, a website, whatever you want, whereby you can look for a ride in somebody's vehicle to a place that you want to go. I was on it this morning looking, and I see 1, 2, 3 people offering rides today from Saskatoon to Regina. I thought that's kind of cool. There was one leaving at 12:45 from Saskatoon to Regina today, and the person who was driving the car wants $37 if you want to take them up on it. There's another one this afternoon where the driver in the car from Saskatoon to Regina wants $40, and I see another guy is wanting $40 as well. It looks like that there's driver ratings. You know, I'm guessing it's similar to the way Uber is set up, but I thought, what a brilliant idea. If you're comfortable riding in a car with strangers, you just put your earphones, your earplugs in and listen to an audiobook or the music, whatever. Would you do that? You know, when you look how transportation has changed so much in our province over the years. Of course, the demise of STC, which for a lot of people is still a hot button. You know, I have such good memories of my late mother living in southwest Manitoba. She'd get somebody to give her a ride to Gainsborough, Saskatchewan, which is just in southeast Saskatchewan in the corner. And in those days, she could catch a bus in Gainsborough and it would bring her all the way to Saskatoon. It wasn't direct, you know, there'd be stops along the way. And I think she had to switch buses in Regina. I'm not saying politically whether it was the right thing to do or not on the part of the Sask Party government, but it changed the lives of a lot of people in this province who counted on bus service. And I know now there are private bus services that are out there of different shapes and sizes, maybe don't have the same idea as far as a route or the stops that they make along the way. So people are innovating. People are finding other ways to get from point A to point B. And so when I saw this Papa Ride, I thought, that doesn't seem like a bad idea at all. If you're comfortable riding with strangers and you feel that $40 is a fair price to pay for 2, 2.5 hour ride from Regina to Saskatoon, may want to check it out. If it's something that might appeal to you or somebody you know who needs to get somewhere, certainly over the holiday season, I could see it being popular. Again, just Google Papa Ride, P-O-P-A Ride, Papa Ride. Might be something you might want to try. Maybe you've tried it. What was your experience like? You can let me know on our text line at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Road reports, we were talking about how it's nasty thanks to freezing rain and some snow across the southern part of the province this morning. Blowing snow, a bit of an issue. And that's the same we're getting from listener Bill, who's texted in from Grayson, just south of Melville. He says, good morning. The area got a pretty good blast of snow and wind. Visibility down to 100 yards or so, even less in open areas. So you're going to be traveling out in the country today. Again, check that highways hotline and adjust your travel plans accordingly. Speaking of travel, we had the other listener that texted in this morning talking about, well, he wished us Merry Christmas and then talked about how he's off to celebrate his 70th birthday in Europe. He's going on a 15-day river cruise to Amsterdam. You making travel plans for winter? Are you changing where you might go? Interesting article about how more and more Canadians are choosing not to go to the United States. Canadian travel to the U.S. is down 23%. So far in 2025, year to year, 23%. They say that's about a $4 billion loss to the American travel industry from Canadians. They say that about 4 million fewer Canadians have gone to the U.S. so far this year. But the same report says Canadians are traveling more overall. So while a lot of Canadians may be choosing not to go to the U.S., they are still saying, I want to travel. A lot of Canadians are staying in country, doing more exploration of their own country. But this report also shows more people are going to Mexico. Boy, I know a lot of people are planning to go to Mexico this winter. Portugal is a popular location in Europe, and I know a lot of people like the idea of Portugal. I think it's a little cheaper, just the cost of living in Portugal. The Bahamas, also another popular warm weather spot. That'd be my only question about going to Europe this time of the year. How warm and how comfortable is it going to be? Belize, it says, is another popular Canadian destination in the warm weather months. Mexico, Portugal, Bahamas, and Belize. They say that there's about a 12% increase in Canadian visitors to Mexican locations so far this year. And a lot of Canadians are also going further south, Buenos Aires, and then Copenhagen in Europe. Curacao, travel there up more than 100% to those locations for Canadians compared to 2024. I was in Curacao a couple of times on cruises. It's a neat island. It's not far off the coast of Venezuela. So with everything going on with President Trump and Venezuela these days, might be just a little too close for comfort going to Curacao. U.S. destinations that normally rely on Canadian tourism are down as well. 30% fewer Canadians have crossed the border this year into Vermont. Las Vegas, Canadian visits down 18%, and other popular spots like Fort Lauderdale and New York, many other regions experiencing similar downturns. I suspect over time, you know, those numbers might soften. I don't know. How are you feeling? Are you making travel changes for your winter getaway? 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. For the folks in Outlook, we're going to be having a check-in with the mayor coming up after 12 noon today, as they've had this terrible situation in Outlook all this week. They believe somebody tampered with their water supply. Somebody had tampered with the covering, so they know that, whether or not anything was put in it. Well, that's safety comes first. So they've been working all week to remedy the situation. We'll have the mayor of Outlook joining us coming up after 12 noon today. On the way after the news here at 9:30, Zane Hansen, CEO of the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority. They had a big ribbon cutting at one of their casinos yesterday, and more expansion for other casinos on the way. We'll get the latest on that from SIGA CEO Zane Hansen. Brent Loux with you. How's your travels this morning? Anything you can share with us? 1-877-332-8255. The Evan Bray Show continues.